Sudan's government says it worries the fighting between the Ethiopian government and the Tigray People's Liberation Front, or TPLF, which has continued for a week, will escalate. Sudanese officials held a defense and security meeting chaired by the head of Sudan's Sovereign Council, Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, in Khartoum on Monday. Speaking shortly after the meeting, Sudanese Defense Minister Ibrahim Yassin said Sudan is urging Ethiopia's federal government and the regional government in Tigray to refrain from violence and find a peaceful solution to the conflict.
Sudan is concerned about the ongoing tension in neighboring Ethiopia, and we urge all the rivals to use wisdom, restraint, and to resort to a peaceful solution. The Sudanese government is also very concerned about the impact of the ongoing fighting in Ethiopia.
On Thursday, local authorities in Sudan's Kassala state closed its border at Wedelhileo border crossing with neighboring Ethiopia. Kassala state acting governor Fath al-Rahman al-Lamin said a local committee was formed to monitor the situation along the border and possibly assist in receiving civilians who might be fleeing violence in Ethiopia. Yassin says Sudan will continue encouraging both sides in Ethiopia to engage in talks in order to stop the bloodshed and the displacement of thousands of civilians.
Sudan will continue its efforts to call upon the parties to engage in direct negotiations. We also call upon the regional and international community to carry out their moral duty to support peace and stability in the region and to strengthen peace opportunities in neighboring Ethiopia.
Abdul Munem Abu Idris, a longtime political analyst and Sudanese journalist specializing in the Horn of Africa issues, says the escalation in violence in the Tigray region could affect Sudan's Kassala and Gadarif states and might create insecurity along the border, which he says could lead to a humanitarian crisis in the area.
There is already an existing tribal conflict in those two Sudanese states, and the border between the two countries has been witnessing firearm smuggling and human trafficking. So any insecurity in neighboring Tigray could increase the levels of these illegal practices.
Abu Idris says there are already unconfirmed reports about the first influx of Ethiopian citizens arriving into Sudanese territories over the past few days. He says the arrival of more Ethiopian refugees could escalate tensions along the border.
More Ethiopian asylum seekers would be expected to arrive in the coming few days because Sudan is the nearest safe haven for them and they know the geography of the area very well. Within the first 48 hours, we have heard about the first group of refugees arriving in Sudan through the border with Kassala and Gadarif state.
Sudanese authorities were expected to intervene in the conflict and reciprocate Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed's support to helping stabilize Sudan after the ouster of former President Omar al-Bashir, according to Abu Idris. He says since Sudanese Prime Minister Abdullah Hamdok is chairman of the regional bloc IGAD, it would be a moral obligation for him to bring the two Ethiopian rivals to the negotiation table. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has also expressed concern about escalating violence in Ethiopia. At UN headquarters in New York yesterday, Stephen Dujarric, spokesperson for the Secretary General, said Guterres spoke with Prime Minister Hamdok in his capacity as a chairman of IGAD and the chairperson of the African Union Commission, Moussa Faki Mohamed, along with President Cyril Ramaphosa of South Africa as the chair of African Union. He said Guterres expressed the UN's readiness to support the IGAD and the AU in any initiative to address the situation. Dujarric warned the area could witness a humanitarian crisis as there are nearly 9 million people at a high risk of living near the area of conflict. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.